This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are going to see a lot of snow this weekend. A powerful nor'easter is expected to affect parts of the Northeast and New England. Watches and warnings are in effect for much of the coastal mid-Atlantic up into the coastal Northeast. The National Weather Service says the heaviest snow is likely to fall from Maryland up through Maine, where 6 to 12 inches is likely. This morning, Russia says it will not start a war in neighboring Ukraine, but it says it will not allow the West to trample on its security interests. President Biden warned Ukraine's president in a phone call yesterday that Russia could invade Ukraine in February. The AP's Charles de Ledesma says soldiers in Ukraine are getting ready in case.
At a snowy outpost, the small garrison are wary as they keep watch over the landscape. One soldier called Volodymyr tells the AP, "We have hopes for a better future, but if it would be necessary, we will fight back. If war does come, it's likely as not to strike first in eastern Ukraine, where the pro-Russian separatists have been in control since 2014. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden will be in Pittsburgh today as an opening step in a broader campaign to promote the White House's achievements in key states before the midterm elections. But
with Biden's approval ratings down sharply in recent months, two of three leading Democrats on Pennsylvania's statewide ballot this spring aren't attending the event at Carnegie Mellon University. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for U.S. Senate, and State Attorney General Josh Shapiro, who could be the Democratic nominee for governor, are citing scheduling conflicts and skipping the event. Earlier this month, Democrat Stacey Abrams, a leading candidate for governor in Georgia, also skipped a chance to appear with Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. A hospital in Boston is defending itself after a man's family claimed he was denied a new heart for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID.
DJ Ferguson is 31 and is being told by Brigham and Women's Hospital he is ineligible. Ferguson's mother, Tracy, tells the AP he is not opposed to being vaccinated.
Given his current situation and his heart condition, he just wants clarification or proof that it would not harm him.
The issue is side effects.
He did have an arterial blood clot.
Dr. Howard Eisen is an advanced heart failure transplant cardiologist at Penn State University in Hershey. He says it's policy for transplant patients to get vaccinated because
they're not taking the immunosuppressing medicines that are needed to prevent rejection.
Brigham and Women's Hospital says research shows transplant recipients are at higher risk than non-transplant patients of dying from the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.